Hetero was one of the first bands to use rock music to share the gospel. It was a rocky start, to be sure, but they won many hearts, not only to their music, but to the Lord. The unmistakable voice of Greg X. Bowles led the way from 1979 to 1985, and recently touring with Classic Petra Resurrection, also known as CPR. Greg X. Bowles, welcome.
Sounds like blasphemy to me. Blasphemy.
You must have heard that one or two times.
Yeah. And the I know we jumped right to that, but that's what I was thinking. Boy, the finger pointers, and that's the devil's music, and you're going to hell. And cut your hair. That was the other one that I was in. And cut your hair. But you know what? God is not a respecter of persons. And I read nowhere in the Bible where it said that the devil ever had the power to create anything. He only perverts. Mm. And so I believe music is a gift from God. And I think that when it's used for his purposes, he sanctifies it. So. And I don't care what style it is. If the heart is right and the motive is right, then God will make it work.
Mm. Well, you were in a Christian band called the E-Band, and then the opportunity for Petra opened up, but you turned down some other opportunities. Tell us how you first met the guys.
Well, what most people don't know, the E-Band, which was the first Jesus rock band in the U.S. before Petra, was supposed to play at a coffee house in Fort Wayne, Indiana in 72. And the band broke up right before then because of a revival that broke out in Milwaukee and in Minnesota and stuff that was going on. Our guitar player took off. And the youth pastor that was in charge of this coffee house, by the way, it was 300-seat coffee house, if that tells you anything.
Wow.
And so... John Lloyd says, well, I'm not telling the people you're not coming. If you have to bring an acoustic guitar and come yourself, you're coming. I said, well, I'll be there with my acoustic. And so before the concert started, he came up and said, hey, listen, I got these guys that belong to this Bible. They're going to this Bible school at the church Bible school. And they put a little band together, and they're going to open for you tonight. I said, okay, well, what are they called? He said, they don't know. This is their first gig. And they think they're going to call themselves Petra. And so at the end of this, and after the invitation, and I'm standing talking, and the two guitar players, Greg and Bob, come up to me, and they say, hey, listen, we believe that the Lord told us you're supposed to be our lead singer. Just like that. And I said, well, you know, I had some interesting responses, and then I said, well, I'll pray about it. And... lo and behold, they started sending me tariffs. Look, we got this. We're going to get do a record. Won't you do it? I said, you know, the Lord didn't release me. The second album in 1976, which is actually when I officially started working with the band. I know it's not written in the archives that way, but the fact is from the time that I did Come and Join Us with the band in 76, I did every concert with them. So, and it wasn't, there was no... what do you call it? No tour thing. There was no, it was just, you know, weekend here, a weekend there. Everybody worked jobs. We did it because our heart was to reach people with the music that we enjoyed, the music of our generation.
Yeah.
But as the time progressed, people began to see that after thousands and thousands of people received Christ in the concerts, they thought, you know, maybe this is God. Mm. That blows my mind.
Yeah.
So anyway, we became a 10-year overnight success in 1982 with the coloring song, and then it's off to the races.
Well, Greg, what are the fans like that come and see you perform now with Classic Petra Resurrection?
Well, first of all, they're older, and they're the parents now, and they bring their kids to the concerts. And most of them that bring their kids grew up on the music because the parents play the music. They just say, I never thought I'd get a chance to see this band again.
Yeah.
And they're all in. They're excited. And they are rowdy. And they sing all the words with you. And it's just a wonderful time we have. And believe it or not, these old guys still play pretty good.
Well, that's great. That helps, doesn't it? Lead singer for Petra and now classic Petra Resurrection, Greg X. Bowles has been our guest. Thank you so much, Greg.
Thank you, Todd.